Good morning, Debbie Nicholson speaking. And I'm just about to read you my blog, which today is entitled Longevity. Whatever we put into our mouths is going to affect our bodies, our health, the way we think, how fast we think, how fast we move, how long we can expect to live, and of course, there is much, much more that can be added here simply through the choices we each make as to each bite we take. Now, what would be your choice for a longevity diet? There are so many choices out there for fun, for special events, for being specific about our health. Our longevity test takes into account how many special events we partake of and just how much food we take in for fun purposes. It's so easy to put away discipline with these temptations coming up every month as we celebrate timelines in our lives and in the lives of our children and grandchildren, so on down the generations, if we're lucky enough to still be able to take part in these events. I like to take the Queen of England as an example. She picks at everything to preserve honour between herself and her duties with whosoever she is visiting at the time. I have seen her eat sugar and grains, however, her self-control over such matters is so impeccable. We all know that we need a certain amount of sugar to provide us with the necessary energy to move around. However, too much sugar defeats the whole purpose of longevity thinking when it does not encourage our natural production of that peptide hormone within us, our insulin. Too many fun-time carbohydrates affect two of the most important genes that we have, whose sole object is to control our longevity and our youthfulness, thus supporting our longevity foundation of therapy research to help each of us extend our basic healthy human lifespan. Insulin resistance will age you and is a main contributor to heart disease and other lethal health problems such as cancer. Our cars go faster when we push down on the accelerator, and that's exactly what happens when you have too many fun times with the ingestion of sugar-inclusive foods. In order to combat the risks of chronic diseases, we have to develop a mentality of longevity consciousness. And I went through the dictionary and found heaps of longevity synonym words to aid your awareness of just what longevity means. And I've given you a list of words such as durability, endurance, age, continuance, lastingness, permanence, duration, length of service, caducity. Now, do you even know what caducity means? It means the weakening or loss of physical or mental powers that sometimes occurs in later life. Well, who wants that in their life when there's so much to live for? Now, I will continue this discussion tomorrow. Until then, be careful of what you eat today, and if today happens to be one of those eventful fun days for eating, then eat what you like. Then fast for 24 hours so that your body can catch up with the fat burning rather than the burning of that lethal sugar taking up all the room in your digestive system.